Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Zavachim daf Yud. We left off daf Tesam Abayz, just a couple of lines up from the bottom of the Yamud at the two dots. So today's shiur is going to focus primarily on two topics. The first of which is what happens if you do one of the avodos with the intention of doing another one of the avodos shelo lishma. So we saw yesterday the issues about, or the past couple of days, the issue is about lishma, that you have to have lishma by a carbon pesach, also by a carbon chatas, and by those karbanos it's ma'akev. By the other karbanos, you know, it could possibly the karbanos, the carbon is kosher, but lo alo levalam shem chova. But there's this concept of lishma. And so we had always assumed that when we're talking about lishma or shalo lishma, it's that you're actually doing something, and avoda shalo lishma. So today we're going to talk about what happens if you do a shechita. But the shechita is lishma. You're not having in mind the shelo lishma by the shechita, but when you do the shechita, you have in mind that when you do the zrika is going to be shelo lishma. So does a machshava from one maisa to another maisa passel the korban when it comes to lishma? And we're going to try to bring rayas from pigel. So just to refresh, pigel is when you do a maisa of the karban, either the shechita or the zrika or the halacha or the kabbalah, one of the four blood maisa of the avoda of the karban, with the intention to have the karban eaten chutz lizman, after the permitted time for achila of the karban. And an achila, in this case, as we'll see in the Gemara, means either an achilas adam or an achilas mizbeach, meaning you have in mind either to actually eat the karban after the allotted time, or you have in mind that you're going to do the zrika and put the blood on the karban, which is considered to be the achilas hamizbeach, after the time. We're going to try to bring rayas back and forth from pigel to see whether the machshava of shelo lishma by one avoda can translate into another avoda and therefore pasul the karban. That's going to take us most of the way through Yud Amud Aleph, and from the bottom of Yud Amud Aleph onto Yud Amud Beis, we're going to talk about an asham. So we had spoken again about a pesach and a chatas that require lishma. The question is, what about an asham? An asham has similarities to chatas in that it also comes to atone for a chait, but it also has some dissimilarities to the chatas. And we're going to talk about whether we might import the lishma requirement, rather, to an asham as well. Okay, so let's pick up four lines from the bottom. Tes amud beis, the itmar, so says the Gemara, shachta lishma, if you shechted an animal, a karbon lishma, lizrog dama shelo lishma. But you had in mind that when you do the zrika is going to be shelo lishma. So does the machshava from one maisa translate, from one avoda translate to another avoda and pasul the karbon or not? So we machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakesh. Rav Yochanan amar psula. Rav Yochanan says it's pasul. Reish Lakesh amar kshera. And Reish Lakesh says that it's kosher. So Rav Yochanan amar psula. Rav Yochanan says that it's pasul. Why? Because mechashvin me'avoda le'avoda. Because we pay heed, we pay attention to a machshava that you have in one avoda for another avoda, and therefore the machshava that you have on the zrika at the shashchita is going to be effective, and v'alfinon me'machshavas pigel. And we also learn from machshavas pigel. And what does that mean? So Rashi explains over here, four lines up from the bottom, to mahani behachi, that in this type of situation, by pigel, this type of machshava works to be mafagel the karban. The tanan beperek sheni, hashochet es hazevach almanas lizrog doma limachar, pigel, that if you have in mind during one of the avodos that you're going to do another avoda chutz lizman, then that has the ability to be mafagel a karban. So just like it works by pigel from avoda to avoda, so too it works by shelo lishma from avoda to avoda, and therefore it passels it. And Reish Lakesh argues, Reish Lakesh omar kshero, Reish Lakesh says it's kosher, because ein mechashven me'avoda le'avoda, because we don't give any effect to a machshava about another avoda that you have while doing another avoda, and we don't learn from machshavas pigel. And Rashi explains over here that b'shalo l'shma d'lo yalfin al lami pigol. We don't learn it from pigol. The hasam ikar machshavos on mevidele pigol zui sheyachshav avodah zu lasas avodah cheres men achas avodas lahachil adam olam azbeach chutz lizmano v'zrika achilas mizbeachi v'uadinam chishev alak taras chelev she'inam en avodas hilkach lo dami l'shalo l'shma. Rashi says is the fundamental difference between pigol and l'shma, that pigol itself is by definition that you're planning on doing something chutz lizman. And what's the thing that you have to have a machshava to do chutz lizman by pigol? It's you have to have a machshava that you're going to do the achila chutz lizman. What's the achila? The achila is either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. Good. So by achilas adam, I understand what that means. That means that I'm able to eat this karban lelaila v'yom, and I'm intending to eat the karban the next day. So I'm intending to eat the karban chutz lizman. That's pigol. What's achilas mizbeach? So says Rashi, there are two types of achilas mizbeach. Achilas mizbeach is either if you're going to do the zrika, or if you're going to do the aktaras emurim, when you put the emurim, the remnants of the karban, on the mizbeach, that's also considered to be an achilas mizbeach. So by definition, pigul is that I'm intending to do one of the avodos chutz lizman. So by definition, pigul means if I shecht the karban with the intention that I'm going to have the achilas mizbeach, i.e. the zrika chutz lizman, that gufa is itself pigol. But the fact that it works by pigol to be mechashe from avoda to avoda doesn't mean that the same applies to lishma, and therefore by lishma we are not going to be mechashe me avoda li avoda. And again, mistama, this whole machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is only by Pesach and Chatas, where there's an element of lishma that's required. So Rav Yochanan says, shalo lishma machshava by one avoda to another avoda apostles. Rish Lakish says, no, it doesn't apostle. Now, v'azdu l'tamayu, and we say that they go according to their, they go l'shitasam. The itmar, because we see that, we see, again, flipping to Yunam and Aleph, hashochet es abeim almanas lizrog doma l'avodas kochavim. If you shecht an animal almanas that you're going to do the zrika l'shem avodas kochavim, u'lahakter chelva l'shem at l'avodas kochavim, or that you're going to do the haktaras chelev l'shem avodas kochavim, Rav Yochanan omer asura. Rav Yochanan says it's aser. Why? Because mechashve me avoda li avoda v'yalfin al chutz mi pnim, that just like by pnim, just like by pigol, if you have a machshava by one avoda about another avoda, it works to disqualify the karban. So too by avoda zara, which is called chutz, if I have during one avoda a machshava that I'm going to do another avoda l'shem avodas kochavim, that also works to pasul the karban. And Reish Lakish omer muteres. Reish Lakish says that it's mutter. Why? Because, and we'll see what mutter means in a second. But ein mechashven me avoda le avoda, because we don't give effect to a machshava that you have about a different avoda while you're doing another avoda. And we don't learn the halacha of a psul by avodas kochavim from the psul of pigol, because pigol is different for the reasons that we just articulated a couple of minutes ago. Tosfos over here says very important in Dibur HaMaskel Reish Lakish, which is the first full Tosfos on the page, Reish Lakish Amar Muteres, so Moda Reish Lakish to Mechayev Misa. So don't get too excited. Reish Lakish says that what this guy did is he had a machshava of Avodah Zarah, because during the time of the Shechita, he had in mind that he was doing the Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and therefore he was Oved Avodah Zarah. When we say Muteres, K'damina B'Perek Abramisas, Midi Dehave Amishtachve Lahar, so in other words, it's sort of akin to one who bows down to a mountain. So are you allowed to bow down to a mountain and make the mountain into an Avodah Zarah? So the answer is no, because it says, Harim Elohim V'lo Elohim Alaharim V'lo Harim Elohim. That we saw in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that you can't turn ahar, you can't turn land into Avodah Zarah. So when Reish Lakish says Muteres, what it means is that his machshava at the time of Shechita to do the Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zarah doesn't turn the animal into Avodah Zarah. So when Reish Lakish says Muteres, it means the animal is Mutar Ba'ana, because this guy doesn't have the power to turn the animal into an Avodah Zarah. What he had, though, was certainly a machshava to do Avodah Zarah, and therefore he's Chayev Misa. Okay, so again, what we try to do is we try to make a parallel between the machlokas that Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish have by Shalo Lishma, as to whether we're mechashe me'avoda le'avoda and whether we learn from pigol. We try to learn from the machlokas by Avodah Zarah, whether mechashev mi'avoda la'avoda, and whether we learn from pigel. So says the Gemara, why do I need to be told this machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish twice? So says the Gemara, v'yash minam b'ha, if we only would have learned the machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish by avoda zara, b'hamar Reish Lakish, maybe over here Reish Lakish says that it's kosher, that it's mutter. Why? Because he holds that we don't learn chutz mepnim. Aval pnim me pnim ena modile the Rav Yochanan. However, by things that have to do with pnim, by things that have to do with karban, whether it's pigol, whether it's lishma, maybe we would learn lishma from pigol, and therefore by lishma, maybe we would be mechashe me'avoda le'avoda. V'yashmin anha, and if we only would have had this machlokas by lishma, then b'halkam Rav Yochanan, maybe over here Rav Yochanan says that we're mechashe me'avoda le'avoda. Aval ba'ahi, but by avoda zara, which is chutz, maybe we don't learn chutz mipnim, ema modile Reish Lakish. Maybe he would agree with Reish Lakish that we don't give any effect to a machshava about an other avoda that you have while doing a different avoda. So therefore, tzricha. Therefore, we need both instances of this machlokes. So Kiyosa Rav Dimi Amar. So when Rav Dimi came, he said, "Masav Rav Yirmiyah Lisua Lisua L'Rav Yochanan." That Rav Yirmiyah asked a bunch of questions in support of the shita of Rav Yochanan. Rabbi Ila Lisua L'Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Ila asked questions to support the view of Reish Lakish. Rav Yirmiyah Lisua L'Rav Yochanan. Rav Yirmiyah brought. Rav Yirmiyah tried to bring rayas to Rav Yochanan. Uma b'makom she'im amar hareini shochet chutz lizmano shu kosher. So let's talk about pigel. So again, the reason to say that if you have a machshava by shchita that you're going to do the zrika shelo lishma, the reason that it's pasul could be potentially according to Rav Yochanan because by pigel, when you pigel is that when you do the shchita, you're having in mind that you're going to do the zrika, which is the achilas hamizbeach. Shelo lishma. So maybe I'm going to make a parallel from lishma to pigel. But what about pigel itself? Let's say if when you shecht the karban, you have in mind that you're going to do the shechita chutz lizman. So is that meaningful? So says the Gemara, hareini shochet shemamar hareini shochet chutz lizman ushu kosher. That if when you're doing the shechita, you have in mind that you're going to do the shechita chutz lizmano, it's kosher. Why? Says Rashi, because we see that when you're doing the shechita, you're doing it lizman. You're doing it bizman. So to say that when you're doing the shechita, you have in mind that you're going to do the shechita chutz lizmano is a meaningful machshava, because I know when you're doing the shechita and you're doing the shechita, you're doing the shechita bizman. And it's therefore, it's not a machshava, and also points out Rashi, it's not a machshava that has to do with achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. The only type of thing that could be mefagel a karban is when you have in mind that either you're going to eat the karban chutz lizman, or you're going to give to the mizbeach to eat chutz lizman. But that this is not happening when you have a machshava that you're going to do the shechita chutz lizman. So, im amar hareini shochet chutz lizman shu kosher. If you have in mind when you're doing the shechita that you're going to do the shechita chutz lizman, the animal is kosher. Yet, shachto amanas lizrog domo chutz lizman o pasul. If you have in mind when you're doing the shechita that you're going to do the zrika chutz lizman, that's pasul because that's a case of pigol. Makom shim amar hareini shochet shelo lishmo pasul. Now, when you do the shechita shelo lishmo, if you have in mind shelo lishmo at the shash shechita, that's enough to aser the carbon. That's enough to pasul the carbon. So if when you think at the time of shechita that shelo lishma machshava, it's enough to be pasul. It's enough to pasul the carbon. Shachto almanas lizrog damo shelo lishma in a din shei pasul. If you have in mind during the shechita that you're going to do the zrika chutz shelo lishma, shouldn't it be a kal v'chomer that it should be pasul? Because by pigol, machshava about that avoda doesn't work, but the machshava about the other avoda works. So by lishma, when the machshava about that avoda itself works, alachas kama v'kama kal v'chomer, the machshava about the other avoda should work. So says the Gemara like this. So maskefla rabba bar iloi, but malachutz lizmano shekein kares. Nah, there might be a reason why by pigol we're mechashe from one avoda to another avoda, And the reason is because Pigel has a punishment of, Pigel has a punishment of Kares. And therefore, maybe we have reason to be Machmir. We have reason to be Machmir and say that a Machshava that you have on one Avoda should work even if you're in the middle of another Avoda. Elama Rava Bar Eloi Hachi Kamar. This is what we mean to say. Uma Makom Shem Omar Harini Shochet Hutzlam Komoshu Kosher. Just like in a place where we say, if the guy says, I'm being shochet chutzlim komo shu kosher, now chutzlim komo is not pigel, because the only type of pigel is when you say chutzlizmano, but chutzlim komo is also a machshava that has the ability to passel, it's also a machshava that has the ability to passel a karban. Now, Rashi over here points out, Harin Yeshochet Chutzlim Komo is kosher, Shalochishev lo al Achila, velo al Zrika. He wasn't Mechashev on Achila's carbon or on Zrika's carbon. Elo Amar Reni Shochet Chutzlim Komo kosher. He simply says, I'm going to shecht it outside its proper place. It's kosher. Why da Chazina de Mukomo hu Shochto? Because we see that he's standing in the right place. So if you're standing in the right place, in other words, in the Beis HaMikdash, when you're shechting the carbon and you have in mind that you're going to shecht the chutzlim komo, that's meaningless because we see where you are. So it's tam idiotic. The yod ba'achilas adam o mizbeach tala rachmana l'chutzlim komo v'chutz lizmano d'chsev v'im ha'ochol yachel. And also because just like by chutz lizmano, the only time the machshava passels is when you have in mind that there's going to be an achil chutz lizmano. So too, chutzlim komo, the only time it passels is when you have a machshava there's going to be an achil chutzlim komo. And over here, there is no achil. We're talking about the shechita. But the Kavachomer that the Gemara is going to draw is like this. Im Amar Reini Shok Echutzlam Komo Shu Kosher. If you say during the Shechita, I'm going to shecht it outside the proper place, it's kosher. Shachto Amanas Lizrog Domo Chutzlam Komo Pasol. If you have in mind during the Shechita that you're going to do the Zrika Chutzlam Komo, then it's Pasol. Now, you're not Chayef Kares because it's not Pigol, but it still Pasol's the carbon. Then Makom Shem Amar Reini Shok Echutzlam Komo Shu Pasol. If we're dealing in a case where if you have in mind the shelo l'shma machshava by the time of shechita, it's enough to pasul the karban, then certainly shachto almanas lizrok damo shelo l'shma in adin sheyu pasul. Certainly, if you do the shechita almanas that you're going to do the zrika shelo l'shma, certainly kal v'chomer that it's going to be pasul. Says the Gemara, no, maybe not. Maska floravashi malachutzlim komo shekein noeg b'chol azvachim tomer b'shelo l'shma sheina noeg elav pesach v'chatas. Maybe the reason to be machmer by chutzlim komo and be mechashev even me'avoda li'avoda is because chutzlim komo is a psul that exists across the board, just like pigul is a psul that exists across the board. Masha'en kein l'shma, which is shayich only by Pesach and Chatas, and therefore maybe by l'shma I'm not going to be so machmer. Elam ravashi hachi kamar. Uma b'makam shem omar hareini shochet l'shleim ploni shu kosher lizrog damo l'shem ploni pasul. So madach, if I say that I'm going to shecht the animal l'shem ploni, l'shem another person, it's kosher. But if I shecht the animal having in mind to do the zrika l'shem ploni, it's going to be pasul. Now why? Because the shinui bailim makes a difference only at the time of the zrika. Because the zrika is what effectuates the kapara of the karban. So having in mind the shinui bailim is only relevant, it's only important if the machshava has to do with the zrika. Now, if I have in mind when I'm shechting is tam shechting, it's not what effectuates the kapara of the karban. So if I have in mind at the time of shechita that I'm shechting it for another person, that's going to be fine. But if during the shechita I have in mind that I'm going to do the zrika for another person, that's enough to pasul the karban. The makam shem amar reni shochet shelo l'shma shu pasul lizrog damo shelo l'shma in a din shu pasul. So that's the kal v'chomer that we ultimately bring in support of Rav Yochanan Shechita. That madach, if by shinui bailim, a machshava by the shechita doesn't work, but a machshava by the shechita for the zrika is enough to pasul the karban. Certainly by lishma, where a bad machshava in the shechita works, a machshava in the shechita, al menas that I'm going to do the zrika shelo lishma, certainly works. So that's all for Rav Yochanan's support. Now for Reish Lakish's support, for Rav Ila Lesuei Reish Lakish, and Rav Ila brings a raya to the shita of Reish, in support of Reish Lakish is shchita. Lo tomar bezrika, don't say, in other words, lo tomar bezrika, that don't say that there is a lishma by zrika, v'teisei mekavachomer mebinyana, and let's bring a kavachomer from a combination of shchita and kabbalah. From Shechita and Kabbalah. So in other words, so says Rashi. So Rashi explains as follows. It's a little bit more than halfway down. So lo tomar bezrika mechashven shelo lishmad rabina le'el bekulu avodos. And let's learn from a combination of Shechita and Kabbalah. Uma Shechita shechshera bizar psula b'shelo lishma zrika lakoshkein. So if Shechita, which is kosher by a zar, there's a psul, you could passel the Shechita if you have a mind shelo lishma. So certainly by zrika. So ki perachta ma l'shechita shechem poseles shelo l'shem ochlem b'pesach kabbalah tokiach. So the Gemara is now going to learn. So lamai hilchza kosev rachman alomar. Why does the Torah come and say, dei mechashve me'avoda, why does the pasuk teach me a din of lishma by all of these things? In other words, if there's a lishma by shechita and by zrika, then I know that there's going to be an inyan of lishma by kabbalah. So why write it by all these things? Lomar de mechashve me'avoda le'avoda. It's to teach me that a psol lishma by one avoda can't translate to another avoda. That's why you need to teach me the inyan of lishma by each of these avodos. Because if they could transfer from avoda to avoda, you wouldn't have to teach me them every single time. So says the Gemara Vayter. So maska for Rav Papa. I'm not sure that this is a great limud. V'dilma de mechashvim me'avoda l'avoda. That maybe it means that if you could be mechashvim me'avoda l'avoda. Im kein lishtro kra minei v'teisim mechavachoma de Rav Ashi. Because if you could give effect to a machshava from avoda to avoda, then the pasuk wouldn't have to teach me the halacha of lishma by each of the avodos, and I would be able to learn it from the kal v'chomer of Ravashi. Once again, the kal v'chomer of Ravashi, the kal v'chomer of Ravashi is what we just saw in support of Rav Yochanan. And Rashi explains, im kein de mechashven asa lashminan, lishto kromine, we don't need anything in the pasuk, v'teisi de mechashven mekal v'chomer de Ravashi, kedamrinan, uma im b'mokom shem omar reini shochit l'shem ploni, right, the kal v'chomer Ravashi was, if he said, was that, madach, if I have in mind when I'm doing the shechita, machshavas pigel, or machshavas doesn't work, but if I have in mind during the shechita for the zrika, then it does work. Then certainly by lishma, where I can passel the shechita through a machshava shelo lishma, certainly if I have in mind during the shechita for a machshava at the time of the zrika, then it should be enough. So I could learn mechashvim me'avoda le'avoda from the kal v'chomer Rav Ashi v'idach parachachi. And the other shita is going to explain like this. Malahanach shechein tunin safon v'yeshna b'chatos ha'panimios. No, I wouldn't learn from avoda to avoda, because how about these avodas that they're required to be done in the northern side of the Eichel, v'yeshna b'chatos ha'panimios, and they also apply by chatos ha'panimi, unlike the Zrika, which doesn't apply by Chatas HaPnimi, because it's just placed on the Mizbeach, the blood, but it's not sprinkled. Vidach, Hashtamiya B'Shlamim Kaimeh. And the other Shita will say, well, what do I care whether any of these Avodas are Shayach by Chatas HaPnimi? We're talking about a Karban Shlamim, and all of these Avodas are Shayach by a Karban Shlamim. So Itmar, so says the Gemara, Shachta Lishma, Lizrog Dama Shalol Lishma. If you have in mind during the Shechita that you're going to do the Zrika Shalol Lishma, Rav Nachman Amar Psula, Rabba Amar Ksheira. Rav Nachman says it's possible, like Rav Yochanan, Rabba Amar Ksheira, like Reish Lakesh, V'hadabe Rabba Legabe Rav Nachman Mekavachomer to Rav Ashi. But ultimately, Rabba flipped to Rav Nachman's Shechita, in other words, holding like Rav Yochanan because of the Kavachomer of Rav Ashi. The Kavachomer that we saw from Rav Ashi now multiple times, that if by pigol a machshava during the shechita about the zrika works the pasul the karban, and a machshava legabe shechita itself is meaningless, then by lishma, where the machshava about shechita by itself is enough to be pasul the karban, alachas kama v'kama, if I have during shechita machshava on the zrika, it's enough to pasul the karban. Okay. Pretty confusing, but that's the end of this discussion. Now we're going to talk about Asham. So Rav Elazar Amar Afesa Asham. So Rav Elazar says also the Asham requires Lishma. So Tanya, so Amar Rav Elazar, Chatas Baal Chet V'Asham Baal Chet. Why does an Asham require Lishma? Very simple, because we compare it to a Chatas. Chatas comes to atone for a sin, and Asham comes to atone for a sin. Ma Chatas Shelo Lishma Psula Af Asham Shelo Lishma Pasul. Just like Karban Chatas requires Lishma, so too Karban Asham requires Lishma. So Amar Lo Rav Yeshua Lo Imamrit B'Chatas Shechein Dama Lamala. But by a Chatas, the application of the blood on the Mizbeach is done at the top of the Mizbeach. Rashi explains there was a red line around the middle of the Mizbeach, and you have certain karbanos where the blood avoda was done on the bottom of the line, on the bottom of the Mizbeach, and there were some karbanos where the sprinkling of the blood was done above the line. And what we're assuming is that it's a chumrah to have the blood avoda done, to have the zrika done above the line. So the fact that Chatas comes to be Mechaper on the Chet and Asham comes to be Mechaper on the Chet is not necessarily that meaningful, because Chatas has a Chumrah in that the blood avodah is done above the line. So Amar Lo Rav Eliezer, but says Rav Eliezer, Pesach yuchiach, but the carbon Pesach shall be mochiach, shedamo lo mata, because the blood avoda of the carbon Pesach was done lemata me chotas sikra, v'shachto shelo lishma pasul. And if you shecht it shelo lishma, it's going to be pasul. So amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, mala Pesach shekein zmano kavua. No, but Pesach has another chumrah, even though its blood is sprinkled to the bottom of the chotas sikra and the bottom of the mizbeach. Pesach has another chumrah that its zman is kavua, meaning that you're only allowed to eat it and shecht it during a particular time. So Amar Lo Rav Eliezer, chatas tochiach. Ay, but how about chatas? Chatas doesn't have a zman kavua. Its chumrah is that it's sprinkled above the chotas sikra. So Amar Lo Rav Yeshua, says Rav Yeshua, tazarni chalila. So I go around in circles. In other words, I can't prove from chatas, I can't prove from Pesach. Rashi says, we're going to see in a couple of lines why we don't learn it b'me'atzad. Because usually when we have two different topics and each one has a unique chumrah, we say, oh, lo ri kezek ri zeh, lo ri zek ri zeh, atzad ha-shaveh, is that there's a chumrah and so too, or that there's this attribute and so too. By the third thing, it should have the same halacha. So we'll see why we don't say like that. Okay, so let's go weiter. Top line. So chazor Rabbi Elazar v'dano din acher. So Rav Elazar then retracted and tried to learn a different halacha. So Nemar ba he b'shchita. So it says by chatas by the shchita he l'shmak she'erosh lo l'shma psulam. From he I learn that it's only kosher if I shecht it l'shma. If you shecht it shelo l'shma, it's going to be pasul. O Pesach Nemar bo hu b'zvicha. By Pesach it says hu in the zvicha. Hu l'shmo kosher shelo l'shma pasul. It's only kosher if you shecht it lishma. If you shecht it shelo lishma, it's going to be pasul. Af asham nemar bahu. Also by asham, it says asham hu. So hu lishma kosher shelo lishma pasul. If you shecht it lishma, it's going to be kosher. Shelo lishma, it's going to be pasul. So now we're learning it from a lashon of hu or he, which is written by Pesach, Chatas, and Asham. So it says the Gemara, Amar lo Rav Yeshua, Chatas nemar bahi b'shchita. By chatas, the word he appears by the shchita, and that teaches me that he lishma ksheirash lo lishma psula. Pesach nemar ba he bizvicha. By the zvicha, it says he, and that teaches me hu lishma kosher shlo lishma pasul. Aval asham, it says who, but it doesn't say who by the shchita. Lo nemar ba hu ela la'achar aktara semurim. That the time, context by asham, in which the pasuk says who is legabe daktora semurim vu atzmo shluhuk to reimurim kosher, but daktora semurim is not one of the karbanos. It's not one of the avodos. Rather, it's not ma'akev the karban. So the fact that it says who legabe daktora semurim, which itself are not ma'akev, can't possibly teach me that shalol shma is going to be pasul, because it doesn't say who by any of the critical avodos. So Amar Lo Rav Eliezer, Hariyomer Kachatas Ka'asham, but it says Kachatas Ka'asham. The Torah is trying to draw a parallel. Ma'chata Shelo Lishma Pasul, Af Asham Shelo Lishma Pasul. Just like by a Chatas Shelo Lishma is Pasul, also an Asham Shelo Lishma is Pasul. What about all of these chumras by chatas? Says Rashi, now it's a hekesh. We're not trying to learn a kal v'chomer. And ein meshivin ala hekesh. So we can't ask kashas on a hekesh. Okay, so that's how we know to compare chatas to an asham, or asham to a chatas, I should say. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to go back to what we said above, that we were saying that chatas had a chumrah, Pesach had a chumrah, and there are different types of chumrah, so chazarni chalila. So now I go in circles. So why is he going in circles? Why doesn't he learn it from Bayamat Sad? So Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, chazarni chalila, ulamahadar dina v'laisa b'me'at sad. So why don't we learn this out b'me'at sad? So says the Gemara, mishum de'ikala mifrach, because we could ask a kasha like this. Ma'la tzada shava shebehem, how about the tzada shava of both chatas and Pesach, shekein yesh behem tzad kares? Because they both have an identical chumrah. We've been focusing on separate chumras, but they both have an identical chumrah, that they both have a tzad kares. What's the tzad kares? So Rashi explains that chatas comes to be mechaper on an avera that you would otherwise be chayiv kares for if you did it b'mezid, and Pesach isn't coming to be mechaper on kares, but if you are not b'derech rechoka and simply space out on bringing the Karban Pesach during Pesach, on Pesach, then, or Erev Pesach, then you're going to be Chayiv Kares. So they both have a Chumrah that they have a Tzad Kares that Asham does not share with them. And that's why I can't necessarily learn from Chatos and Pesach to Asham. Zermelo Rabbi Yeshua, the says Rabbi Yeshua, Salo Imamrit Pechata Shechein Dama Lamala. What we had said was, when we were trying to prove that Chatas was more chamor than Asham, we said, oh, I can't learn from Chatas, because Chatas, the blood application on the Mizbeach, is Lamala Mechota Sikra, Masha Enkein, the Asham. Says the Gemara, V'leimale, Lo Imamret B'chata Shekein Nichlas Dama Lefnai V'lefnim. Why don't we focus on another Chumra of Chatas, which is that on Yom Kippur, the blood of the Chatas is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So says the Gemara, why? Because B'chatos HaChitonios Kamrinan. We're talking about Chatas HaChitzon. We're not talking about the Chatas that's brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We're talking about a Stam Chatas, Shem Nichlas Dama Lefnai V'lefnim, Psula. So, and it happens to be, the halacha is that if you bring the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's going to be, first of all, you're not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but also it passes the carbon. So says the Gemara, so Islay L'Rabbi Lezer, Afa Asham, Shekein Mechaperes, Al-Chayve Kriso, Al-Chayve Krisos. So says the Gemara, so Islay L'Rabbi Lezer, Afa Asham, so Rabbi Lezer says, Afa Asham, that also the Asham, that if it's Shelo L'Shma, it's Pasul. Why? Shekein Mechaperes, Al-Chayve Krisos, that it's mechaper al chayve krisos. So what about that chumrah of chatas, that chatas comes to be mechaper al chayve krisos masha'in kein da asham? Says the Gemara, mechatas shmias kol. We're talking about chatas of shmias kol, of where you hear testimony and you refuse to give the testimony, where the chatas doesn't come to be mechaper on an aveira sheyesh bo chiyuv kares, because there is no chiyuv kares by shmias kol. So maybe that's why we're not focusing on the chumrah that chatas comes to be mechaper for chiyuv kares, because lav dafka, it doesn't necessarily come to be mechaper for chiyuv kares. How about shekein tuna arba matanos? What about the chumrah that chatas requires arba matanos, mashen kein in ashram, that an ashram has shtei matanos shehem arba? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, the reason that he doesn't bring that chumrah is because he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that kol adamim tuna arba matanos al arba kronos, that all the blood applications of every carbon require four matanos on four kronos hamizbeach, and that's why we're going to focus on the chumrah of lamala mechota sikra and not any of these other chumras. Lutameich hoika etzba, hoika keren, hoika chuda. In other words, there are a whole bunch of chumras that apply by chatas, that the blood is applied with a finger, and it's applied only on the corner of the mizbeach, and it has to be applied on the edge of the corner of the mizbeach. So there are many chumras, but we focus only on one of them. We're focusing only on one of many chumras by chatas to show that they exist only by chatas. They don't apply to asham. And that's why we should distinguish whether I need lishma only by chatas, but not by asham. So says the Gemara. So Amar Mar, Amar Lo Rav Yeshua, Lo Emamrit. So says the Gemara, so it says that, so what you said was, lo em amrit, that the damachatas is, applied lamala michota sikra, whereas the dama asham is applied lamata michota sikra. So lemele Rebbe Lezer, asham nami dama lamala, that asham is all, the blood of the asham is also applied lamala michota sikra. So Rabbaya, asham dama lamala lamatas amris. Well, you can't assume, you can't argue that the blood of the asham is applied lamala michota sikra, because chavachomer meola. Uma ola shi kalil, madach and ola, which is a chash of a carbon, because it's kula kalil Hashem, dama lamata, the blood is applied lamata, so asham she'ina kala lo kol shkein, kavachomer, that the asham, which is not kula kala, so it's not such a chomer dika karban, certainly the blood has to be applied lamata. So mala ola she'ina shekein ina mechaperes, but how about an ola which is not mechaper? So maybe that's a chomer that the asham has that the ola doesn't have. So chatas ha'of tochiach, so chatas ha'of is mochiach, that the chatas ha'of is mechaper, but the blood is still applied, below the line. So malachatas of shakein ina min zevach, but chatas of is not a, it's not an animal carbon. So the Gemara olo tochiach lo rizek lo rizek rizeh velo rizek rizeh hatsad hashava shabem shem kotche kotche medama lamata afani avi ashem shu kodesh kodesh medama lamata. So that's how we know that the blood of the ashem has to be brought lamata mechota sikra. Somer le rava me parzakia le ravashi velifrach mala hatsad hashava shabem shekeim shekein ein lem kitzva tomer basham sheish lam kitzva. Maybe they're not comparable because, as Rashi points out, the asham has to be worth, the korban that's brought as the asham has to have a value of shtei shkalim. So maybe the din by an asham should be different than the din by an olan achatas ha'of. Elahina time is Rabbi Lezer. Damar kra, ha-kohen ha-mechate osa. Osa dama lamala, ve'ein damo shel acher lamala. That's only the dam chatas, which is lamala mechota sikra, but the dam of other things is not lamala mechota sikra. So says the Gemara, ihachi chatas nami, Chatas nami nema osa lishma ksheira shelo lishma psula. However, maybe we should also say that if we're going to put chatas in its own category, maybe we should say that only by chatas lishma ksheira shelo lishma psula hashar zvachim bein lishman bein shelo lishman bein lishman bein shelo lishman ksheirin. However, by others vachim bein lishman bein shelo lishma, it's going to be kosher. So that's sort of what we say, right? Except for by Pesach, we say that whether it's lishma b'shalol lishma is kosher, is ben shalol lishma is going to be kosher. But remember that Rabbi Lezer is the one who said that the din of lishma and shalol lishma also applies by asham. So if you're going to learn that the din by chatas is unique, then that's going to undermine Rabbi Lezer's own limud, because Rabbi Lezer is the one who wanted to compare asham to chatas to begin with. Says the Gemara, "Hu osa lav davka." That osa of osa lishma and nothing else has to be lishma. That's obviously lav davka. Why? The Shayer Pesach, because Pesach is not a chatas, and it also has a din of lishma. So Chanami lav davka. So also here it's lav davka. Da Shayer ola sa'ov, because by ola sa'ov also the blood is applied above the chota sikra. So says the Gemara, "Bezvicha mi ola Shayer midi." No, but by zvicha there's no other carbon that the blood is applied lamala michota sikra. Vibas ema hamani Rabbi Lezer b'Rav Shimini, or maybe this is the sheet of Rabbi Lezer b'Rav Shimini to Amar hay makom lechud v'hay makom lechud. That maybe the place where the blood of the chatas was applied was different than the place where the blood of the ola sa'of was applied. Why? D'tanya damim machtachtonim, because the blood of the karbanos that are brought and the blood is sprinkled below the chota sikra, se nitne mechota sikra ulamata, vel yone mechota sikra ulamala, and the blood that have to be applied at the top of the carbon has to be lamala mechota sikra, and amar Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon b'medzvam amurim be'ola sa'of, that what's tam lamala mechota sikra, that's the ola sa'of. Avo b'chatas behema, however, by the chatas behema, he atzma einasa ela al gufo shel keren. That the chatas behema is unique in that the blood is applied not only lamala mechuta sikra, but it's also applied directly on the keren, directly on the corner of the mizbeach. So the osa that's written by chatas is in fact unique in that the blood is applied in a place on the Mizbeach where nothing else is applied, not even the blood of the Olas Ha'of. So that's unique. However, the Osa that's written by Lashma, by Chatas, can be Lavdavka, because certainly Pesach requires Lashma, and according to Rabbi Lezer, just like Chatas requires Lashma, so too an Asham requires Lashma. So that's the foundation for the Shita of Rabbi Lezer by Asham that we saw in the Mishnah. So let's leave off here. We'll pick up, God willing, with a different discussion tomorrow.